This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Ministry of Home Affairs unveiled country's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. Prahar stands for Prevention of Terror Attacks to Protect Indian Citizens and Interests, responses which are swift and proportionate to the threat posed, aggregating internal capacities for achieving synergy in a whole-of-government approach, human rights and rule of law-based processes for mitigation of threats, attenuating the conditions enabling terrorism, including radicalization, aligning and shaping the international efforts to counter terrorism and recovery and resilience through a whole-of-society approach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a letter to the people of the West Bengal appealing to them to join the development journey. Issued in Bengali and Hindi, the letter outlines the Prime Minister's appeal to the electorate and presented BJP's development vision for the state. He said in a few months the fate of the state will be decided. Mr. Modi said the future of the next generation depends on the careful choices made by the people of the state. He said the irreparable damage that the West Bengal has suffered due to the mismanagement and appeasement politics of the last 6 decades is indescribable. The Prime Minister said despite the state government's utter non-cooperation and hostility yesterday, crores of people in West Bengal have come under the ambit of banking services under Jan Dhan Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the PM Surya Ghar scheme is a commendable milestone in the country's clean energy journey. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi complimented those who embraced rooftop solar power, thereby boosting savings, sustainability and self-reliance. The Union Minister noted in his post that 30 lakh households across the nation are now empowered with rooftop solar power under the scheme. Israeli Ambassador to India Reuven Azar said Israel is excited to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi this week, noting that the two nations will move forward decisively during his visit. In a social media post, he said that when India and Israel come together, it's never just a meeting, but a partnership built on trust, guided by a clear understanding of the challenges, and powered by innovation. Highlighting that both the countries are moving forward to sign a free trade agreement, FTA, the Israeli ambassador stated that India and Israel will deepen defense partnership by updating security agreements during Prime Minister Modi's visit. Ambassador of India to Israel, J.P. Singh, has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel will be a historic one. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh called it a historic visit and elaborated upon Prime Minister's engagements in Israel. A Beechtrust C-90 aircraft operated by Redbird Airways Private Limited crashed in Jharkhand last evening while operating a medical evacuation air ambulance flight from Ranchi to Delhi. In a statement, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, said the aircraft had 7 passengers on board, including 2 crew members. According to DGCA's statement, the flight departed from Ranchi at 7:11 p.m. The statement said that after establishing contact with Kolkata Air Traffic Control, the aircraft lost communication and radar contact around 7:34 p.m. The last known position of the aircraft was approximately 100 nautical miles southeast of Varanasi. The regulator further stated that the aircraft subsequently crashed in Kesaria Panchayat of Chatra district in Jharkhand. Teams from the district administration rushed to the site and search and rescue operations are currently underway. DGCA added that the team from the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is being dispatched to the crash site to conduct a detailed investigation. Further details are awaited. Government sanctioned over 2.88 lakh houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 at the meeting of the 6th Central Sanctioning and Monitoring Committee held in New Delhi. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry informed that the newly sanctioned houses have been approved in 16 states and union territories. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 255 runs set by West Indies, Zimbabwe scored only 147 runs in 17.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.